We're back now with our interview of the Doors. You know, to me, the Doors are the most lyrically oriented band ever to come out of rock and roll. Obviously, the poetry of Jim Morrison set to the music of the Doors has a lot to do with that. But it was the musicianship of the band that brought the words to life, and the commentary of John Densmore's lyrical drumming that gave it the punctuation.
I remember when I met Ray, and we were going to form a band. And then, oh, this is funny. I met him at, Maharishi Meditation, right? First class ever.
This was quite a while ago for TM.
65, I don't know. And he said, we should get together, but the time isn't right yet. Now that's cosmic. You know, I mean, he's just kind of, and in a few months he called me, you know, and he said, well, I've got this guy, we go to school together, and he's got these great lyrics, you know. And I met him, and it was at Ray's garage, and he had never sang, and he just started singing. And it wasn't as full as on record, but it was just total confidence, just, oh, I'm going to be a singer.
Yeah, come on. No questions asked.
Nothing about singing from the diaphragm or however you're supposed to. You know, there's all sorts of concepts. And he really didn't get to raw of a throat ever. He never had voice trouble. He just sang or yelled or whatever he was doing. But I guess he was doing it right. He just was a natural.
All right, John, damn it. How can anybody play drums to When the Music's Over? That's what I want to know. How did you ever follow along?
Great.
Nobody believes
great.
It?
Well, I always like to sort of play off a Jim, you know. I never could just be the timekeeper, which is the function of a drummer, primarily, but could not help just, you know, Jim would do sort of freeform stuff, and I just couldn't help commenting on whatever he would say or sing.
What have they done to the earth? What have they done to our fair sister? Ravaged and plundered and ripped her and bit her. Stuck her with knives in the side of the dawn and tied her with fences and dragged her down.
We just really knew each other musically, and we knew Jim too, you know. It's funny, the three of us used to talk about how we could make Jim move around, sort of, you know. Like, we didn't talk to him about this, but we knew sort of how to rile him up. I mean, he'd be so stoned or whatever, but there were little things we could do where we could just make him go into some dance or something, you know.
I hear a very gentle sound. With your ear down to the ground.
Because he was so open, you know, just take me, you know. That, yeah, just, he lived in the subconscious, it seemed like. So he just, you know, he'd jump off the stage or do anything, you know. But there was a connection there, and we could kind of steer him around at times. And then, of course, other times he'd completely do whatever he wanted.
We want the world, and we want it. We want the world, and we want it.
To be as sensitive as to just play off of Jim, and he was the incredible lyricist, and it just all, you know, came together.
No!
had this confidence about us that when we were rehearsing, before we even played a club, we just were gonna do it. We were really gonna do it. We just knew we had some special chemistry. I don't know, it sounds ridiculous. It was just the four of us. Like we didn't even have a bass player, you know, which is ridiculous for a rock and roll band.
How can you not
have
a bass
player? And we auditioned bass players. And every time we did, we go, da 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 da, R&B. No, let's leave this big hole in there for mysterious something or other. But that was it. It was more ethereal without Thumpa Thumpa, you know. So we didn't have a bass player. That's why I got to really get in there as a drummer and play around, because there was more room, much more room. Now, when we made albums, we always had a bass player. Because you have to have that punch on a record.
Mm-hmm.
But in person, Ray played a keyboard, bass, and an organ. So it was just some mushy bottom, but that's about all. But there was lots of room to fill and crash around, you know. After a while, I just let it go. Play around with what Jim's doing. Let it go. And it got psychedelic.
My eyes have seen you.
Interview the Doors will return in a moment, and when we do, you and I will meet the first guitarist ever to use slide guitar in a rock and roll band, Robbie Krieger, when Interview continues.